This is an audio recording of Hypericum Olympicum from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Hypericum Olympicum, commonly known as the Mount Olympus St. John's wort, is a species of flowering plant in the family Hypericaceae, found in the Balkans and Turkey, and introduced to Western Europe. It has been widely cultivated for centuries because of its large, showy flowers, which are far more prominent than those of most other species in Hypericum. Hypericum olympicum was first described in Carolus Linnaeus's Species Plantarum in 1753. There are 8 accepted infraspecifics of Hypericum olympicum, 3 of which are varieties and 5 of which are forms. These generally have very little variance from the type of the species, but can have some minor, unique features. The species is a shrub or subshrub that grows to be 0.1 to 0.55 meters tall. It can grow in an erect to decumbent manner, or rarely prostrate. It can have few to numerous stems. It is caspitose, occasionally rooting and unbranched below its flowers. The stem's internodes are 5 to 15 millimeters long and can either be short or longer than the leaves. The leaves are spreading to erect and are more or less glaucous and are 5 to 30 by 2 to 12 millimeters in size. They are elliptic or rarely lanceolate elliptic, and are concolorous and thinly coriaceous. Their apex is acute to subacute or rounded obtuse, with a rounded or cuneate base. They have 0 to 3 pairs of lateral veins and are unbranched, at least visibly. The laminar glands are pale and not prominent, and the intramarginal glands are black, small, and are few in number. The plant is usually 1 to 5 flower, but can have up to 9 flowers that grow from 3 nodes, and rarely from 1 lower node. Their pedicels are 2 to 4 millimeters long and rather stout. The bracts are reduced foliar, are broadly imbricate, and lack black glands, and the bracteoles are similar but smaller in size. The flowers are 30 to 65 millimeters in diameter. Their buds are ovoid, pyramidal, and rounded. The sepals are either unequal or subequal, are broadly imbricate, and are paler than the leaves. They are 6 to 16 by 3 to 12 millimeters, and are broadly ovate to lanceolate, and have a rounded base. They are entire, large, pointed, and persistent in fruit. They have 9 to 15 veins that are branching. Their laminar glands are pale and linear, and there are sometimes a few that are black and punctiform. Their marginal glands are normally absent, but there can rarely be 1 or 2 black apical ones. Their petals are golden or pale yellow, and can have a tinge or lines of red. They are 15 to 30 by 8 to 12 millimeters, and there are around 2 times as many of them as there are sepals. They are rounded, and their apiculus is short, and they are acute to obtuse. Their laminar glands are pale and linear, and their marginal glands are absent or black, and there are 1 to around 7 of them. There are around 65 to 125, approximately 0.9 times as many sepals, stamens, that are 14 to 25 millimeters long. The ovaries are 3 by 2.5 millimeters and are broadly ovoid. The styles are 18 to 23 millimeters, and there are 8 to 6 times as many as the ovaries. The seed capsule is 5 to 10 by 4 to 8 millimeters and is shorter than the sepals, and is shaped broadly oval-like to spherical. The seeds are a dark brown color and are around 1.8 millimeters with shallow testa. Hypericum olympicum is very similar in appearance to Hypericum polyphyllum, but there are many key differences to tell them apart. Most reliably, the leaves of H. olympicum are far less glandular, with at most 1 irregular line of glands, whereas the leaves of H. polyphyllum always have at least a full regular row and many scattered glands. In addition, whereas the sepals of H. olympicum are almost always undotted, the sepals of H. polyphyllum are usually dotted all over with black glands. Lastly, since H. polyphyllum is not cultivated, if the plant is in cultivation or shows cultivated characteristics, it is most likely H. olympicum. The species is native to southeastern Serbia, Macedonia, Albania, Bulgaria, Greece, excluding Crete and Western Aegean Islands, and northwestern Turkey. The species was first introduced to England in 1676 by Sir George Wheeler from seeds found in Turkey, and it was cultivated at the Oxford Botanical Garden. The species has also been recorded as establishing itself in Belgium and France, where it is considered an invasive species. It can be found in sandy, stony, and sometimes grassy places, or among rocks in open ground, or in pine woodland at elevations of 0 to 2,000 meters. Because of its large, showy flowers, relative hardiness, and a dense shape, the species is valued among gardeners, specifically in the United Kingdom. It has been noted for these properties and has won several awards, including in 1930 under the incorrect name of H. fragile, winning the Royal Horticultural Society's Award of Garden Merit. While the species is not at all harmful to humans, it can be toxic to dogs, cats, and horses, and should be planted away from such animals. It can be grown in clay, chalk, sand, or loam, and requires moist ground, but with sharp drainage. As it requires sharp drainage to prevent winter rot, it is a suitable subject for the rockery or alpine gardens. The species requires pH to be between 6.1 and 7.8, which means it can tolerate both mildly acidic and mildly alkaline conditions. The plant usually takes 5 to 10 years to reach its full height, but much less than that to reach full maturity. The species should be planted in May or June, will flower from June to August, and cutting should be taken from May to July. There are two widely cultivated forms of H. olympicum, with H. olympicum citrinum being the far more well-known of the two. So called because of its lemon-colored petals, it is often the plant that is found in home or botanical gardens. H. olympicum form olympicum is used alongside other Hypericum species in parts of rural Turkey as a traditional folk medicine. Typically, its flowers are harvested and used to treat stomach aches, cuts, and burns. H. olympicum contains numerous essential oil compounds, with the main components being E-anethyl, used as an aromatic substance, beta-farnesene, used as a constituent to essential oils, and spathulanol. Other components included germicrine D and E-caryophyllene, as well as unusually high amounts of terpenes. While as of 2019, extracts from the species are not currently used as antibacterials, they do contain antibacterial properties. Specifically, the plant contains new types of acylfluoroglucinol that have been given the name olympicin after the species name. Similarly, as of 2019, Hypericum olympicum is not widely used as an antidepressant in the way that Hypericum perforatum is, but it has been shown to have many similar or better antidepressant properties. Specifically, the amentoflavone in H. olympicum was shown to have previously unstudied antidepressant capabilities. H. olympicum has been studied alongside other Hypericum species for their ability to suppress the growth of cancer in it several ways. The species has been shown to have minor anti-growth effects on certain types of lung cancer, slowing the replication of cancerous cells in a laboratory setting. It has also been shown to help induce apoptosis in damaged cells because of the genotoxic properties of some of its chemical constituents. The species has not had any of its extracts approved for anti-cancer regimens. H. olympicum contains a smaller amount of flavonoids and tannins than other Hypericum species, but still displays significant antioxidizing capabilities, which suggests that there are significant amounts of other undetected chemical compounds in the plant. H. olympicum contains both hypericin and pseudohypericin, a trait shared in the Olympia group and sections Adenosepalum and Hypericum, which would suggest that the species is more closely related to species in those sections than in other, more primitive sections.